In some languages, tone is phonemic, that is, whether your voice rises or falls in pitch on a particular syllable makes a difference to the way that sound is perceived in terms of contrast of distribution. So if a sound is higher on the next syllable than it was on the previous syllable, then there is a higher tone, and that tone is phonemic, just as voicing itself is phonemic in English, and place and manner of articulation are phonemic in English. So one of the interesting things about tone languages is what happens when people are singing. When you're singing, your voice goes up and down. There is a melody. How does the melody fit in with the tone of the language? Let's suppose that the next sound you're going to sing has a higher tone or a lower tone. What happens to the melody? Well, it's an interesting question. Sometimes the melody absolutely follows the tonal pattern, so that, for example, if the next vowel has a higher tone than the previous one, then the melody goes up. If the following tone is lower, then the melody goes lower. Sometimes it's sort of rough and ready. Most of the time the melody does this, but not always. So what happens with modern pop music when it's played in a Chinese karaoke bar? There the melody is a Western melody. It's written for probably American English, where tone is not contrastive. What happens when a Chinese person sings that melody? Well, it seems that they completely ignore the tones and just sing the melody the way the pop song does. It means that the actual meaning of the words that are being sung in Chinese become a great deal more ambiguous than they would be otherwise. But in context, generally, there isn't a problem. If the ambiguity is between "I love you" and "a bull sat down in the paddock," by and large in pop music, it's "I love you" and not "a bull sat down in the paddock." So people just learn to make do with ambiguity, as they do so often.